The Six Nations on In Play Radio.
England name an unchanged 15 from the side that won in Cardiff last week, and I guess you'd probably say that's about fair enough. There's a couple of changes. Quite a few changes made for Italy for this fixture. In fact, they brought in a few of the old guard. Mara Bergamasco has been recalled to the side, as has Marco Bortolami. They go with a backline of Luke McLean, Leonardo Sarto, Luca Marizzi, Andrea Massi, Giambattista Venditti. Kelly Harmona continues at fly half in outside Eduardo Gori, and up front it's De Marchi, Geraldini, Castro Giovanni, second row of Bortolami and Biaggi, and a familiar looking back row of Bergamasco, Minto and Sergio Parisse. Just looking at the betting for this one, then, as you might expect, Jeff, England are firm favourites. They are 1 to 150. Italy are 20 to 1. The handicap is set at 20 points. I mean, obviously, you'd have to be a far richer man than I to be making any money off 1 to 150 shot. Do you think that the 28-point margin at Twickenham, with England showing the level of performance they did last week, is reasonable? Or do you think that Italy could perhaps keep it a bit tighter, Jeff?
I think Italy will keep it a bit tighter. I think that, it's doing Italy a disservice. They've pulled out the old guard for their forwards, so they're expecting a very strong forward battle from England. And, you know, basically that's what we saw last week. We saw England's forwards play. We didn't really see much from the backs. As much as George Paul did kick well and controlled the game well, there wasn't a lot of back play seen. I expect us to see a little bit more back play this week. But you look at the Italian side, Luke McLean has now moved back to fullback. Massi's come into the centre. So they're trying to strengthen up that area of the back line. And Jacques Brunel, the Italian coach, it's his last year there. He wants to go out with a bang. And a bang for him will be going to Twickenham and coming away with a good result, not necessarily a win, but a good result, something closer. I think that, you know, Italy will lose the game, but I think it will be a closer game. I think it's likely, unless there are any refereeing decisions that bring in red cards or yellow cards, if there's 15 men both sides, I can see the Italians losing by between only 10 and 15 points.
Well, that would certainly see them fall within the handicap. It's 10 to 11 for Italy, plus 28 points in the 80 minutes handicap betting. In the winning margins, we've got a variety of different ones. So, for agreeing with you, looking at this, between 16 and 20 point winning margin for England, that's a 13 to 2 shot. So, money to be made there if you think England win it by between 16 and 20 points. Jeff, we have also got the try scorers priced up any time for this weekend's game, first and last also, as well as two or more or hat-trick even. You said you expect to see the backs brought into play a little bit more. The centre part pairing look pretty good for England. We've got the two try scorers for England in the betting as second and third favs. Anthony Watson is even money to score this weekend. Jonathan Joseph 5-4. Favourite in the market is Johnny May. Are there any players in the England side that you'd potentially fancy as an anytime try scorer this weekend?
Well, you know, you look at it, and as you say, Johnny May, he's got to be up there. But Mike Brown's got to be there as well. He's the outstanding player. He created that try for Watson last week. His skill and his running with the ball is second to none. And, you know, this is the sort of game against an Italian side where you get the fracked defence, where it's ideally suited towards the fullback coming into the line. And that's something that Brown does very well. So I see Mike Brown as a potential scorer if it's an any time scorer.
Yeah, 5-4 for Mike Brown. I think if you're looking at the principles in the market for England, the outside backs, he probably offers the most value. He's obviously got a very good international try scoring pedigree. You mentioned Johnny May as well. He's out there at 4-7. So again, it's a bit of a skinny price, but I think the traders.
If we're going to look at someone a bit farther off, let's look at a forward. Let's say James Haskell. He might actually get over without running into the post.
Well, that's it. He had, as he said, a good game last weekend. He's maybe a little bit slow off the scrum for the opening try, but he carried the ball very well. And as you said, he did manage to run into the post for. Do you think that would have been, obviously the play was brought back for an accidental offside earlier in the piece, but do you think had the accident, I think it was against Nikista, had it not been given, do you think that would have been given a try? Because of course, grounding the ball against the post, it counts as a try, doesn't it, Jeff?
It does if you ground it against the post, but if you hit
mid-air.
The post above, it doesn't count. And you know, realistically, if Haskell had missed the post, the likelihood is that he would have been tackled over the line, and that would have been a try. The fact that he virtually bounced off of it, gave Wales the break out of it. The bit you're talking about with Easter was actually Dave Attwood's try that was... So England, if you like, could have scored four tries against Wales. That would have been a fantastic result for England, but it would have all come from forward pressure, not necessarily something from the backs. I think James Haskell's got to be a good outside bet for a try.
7-2, so the value's certainly there, and you don't have to say one if you don't think there's going to be any chance, but would you look at any of the Italians, perhaps Sergio Parisi, as he has done time and time again, raising it to maybe lift Italian spirits, or perhaps one of the more obvious choices, Luke McLean, of course, an international campaigner of one of the highest level in the Italian side.
I think Hermani's got to be worth a try. We watched him against Ireland, and he certainly carries the ball well. He's a very physical for a fly half, really. And with the service he gets off of Gorry, he's likely to get opportunities to run, and he will see that there's an opportunity for him to show what he can do. So, you know, let's put him down as a potential try scorer.
Certainly, plenty of value to be had there. Kelly Haimona at 11-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.